Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificent Mikey. Today, we are going to talk about the 14 days of Fortnite. Yesterday, I did a Save the World episode in the morning. I didn't do an episode in the evening. So we already had day one of the challenges for the 14 days of Fortnite in Battle Royale happen. Day one, really easy challenge. It was just to start or join a creative server. And again, that's really easy to do. You just go to creative mode, either start a server or go join somebody else's. You'll get that one done pretty easily. And for doing that, you will unlock a GG ornament spray. So that is pretty cool. The next one is day two. Visit giant candy canes. You got to visit two giant candy canes, in fact. And when you complete this, you will receive a festive firefight loading screen. Let's see here. Now for this one, you will have to... go to these different locations. There's four locations in total, so it shouldn't be too hard because you only need to visit two of them, and I will tell you where they are now. So one of them is in about, I'll say this is A7, B7. It's on the hill right there, right to the north of Frosty Flights. There is one on the mountain that is next to Shifty Shafts in, let's say that's D7. There's one on the hill that is, you know, still a snow hill that is west of Fatal Fields or north of Lucky Landing. We'll call this F9. And then over in the Wailing Woods area, we'll say that's I3, I believe. Kind of where it falls in on the hill over there. Anyways, that's four different locations. You just have to go to those locations and visit those candy canes. Pretty straightforward and easy to do. Again, the other things that we got going on with the 14 days of Fortnite, you know, we got some festive decorations going around in Fortnite now. We have the Christmas lights on those bushes now. We have, you know, a Santa Claus battle bus balloon again. You know, just you have the Christmas lights around the plains. You know, you just got Christmas themed all over the place. So I am really liking that. My wife and kids just finished decorating our Christmas tree today, finally. We've had our tree up for a while with some decorations on it, but they finished it today. It looks really good, just like the way Fortnite is looking really good inside the game with all their decorations. We have... let's see here, you know, and then the other thing that we're getting with the 14 days of Fortnite are, challenges, LTMs. We're getting daily LTMs for solos, and then big team LTMs are changing every other day. As of right now, of this recording, right now what we have are, for big teams, you have the teams of 33 squads, and then one I am really interested in, I haven't actually got to try yet, but after I do this recording, I'm definitely going to jump in there and try it. But for the solos, we have a game mode called Siphon. So all healing items have been removed in this mode. The only way to gain health or shields is to eliminate your opponents. So this is really a neat concept. You know, no healings, no shields, so it'll just make it that much harder. I could see them... I don't think this would be something they would ever implement in the normal game, but I could see this being some sort of tournament stipulation where they would say, hey, we are going to do this tournament, no health, no shields, you know, this is the best of the best only. You are going to be rewarded for getting eliminations, not only in points, but also it will help you out in gaining health and shields. And so you're going to be given an incentive to be more aggressive. So that's something, you know, I'm really interested in trying this game mode out and seeing what it's like. Let's see here. Let's move on now. So today we also got our week three challenge list, but I never gave you the secret banner location for week two challenges if you've completed all those. So let's do that now. So to get the secret banner, for completing week two challenges, go to on the grid on the map. It's in B8 at Frosty Flights. So it's in the red building on the east side next to the big tower of stairs. So if you go to Frosty Flights, there's a big tower of stairs there that goes up the side of the mountain there, and it's going to be in the red building that's right next to that. So when you are flying down, when you're jumping out of the battle bus and you're landing there, there is land on the second floor. There's like a little metal deck out there. Land on that, go inside the door, turn left, and then turn left again into this little room. And that has a computer in the corner, and the banner is going to be next to that computer. Let's see here. So now that we know that, let's actually go over the week 3 challenge list now. And for the week 3 challenges, you have ride a zip line in different matches. You got to do that 5 times total. You need to do, this is another one of the stage ones where you just need to land at Lonely Lodge and then Pleasant Park, Lucky Landing, Lazy Links, and Tilted Towers. So those are the 5 locations in that order that you will need to land. Let's see here. You need to get legendary weapon eliminations. You need to get 2 of these. Let's see here. You need to search chests at Polar Peak or Tomato Temple. Get 7 chests total. Ring a doorbell in different named locations in a single match. You need to search between 3 ski lodges. And another one is you need to deal damage with shotguns to opponents, 200 damage total. Then you need to deal damage with pistols and then deal damage with snipers. Okay, let's see here. Yeah, that's the whole list there for week 3 challenges. In some other news, Fortnite has launched a new official merch store, Retail Row, online. There's some really cool things on there. Like right now you can pre-order a Durburger onesie. They got some Durburger t-shirts, a Green Bush t-shirt, DJ Yonder Drift t-shirt. They got some for Skull Trooper. They even got a Skull Trooper hoodie, and then just some regular t-shirts that say that have the Fortnite letter logo on there. Yeah, so that is really neat. And then speaking of some merch, you guys. All right, and then speaking of some other items that you can get as well, we're going to go over the item shop today. In the item shop today, we have some really cool items, and these items were also in the item shop yesterday that I didn't cover in the evening because I just did the episode in the morning. But we still have the Crack Shot outfit in the item shop. You also have the new Crackabella outfit in the item shop. I like the Crackabella myself. I am a fan. What I really like, though, is this harvesting tool, the Snow Globe harvesting tool. I'm a big fan of this thing. You know, it's a nice, cool little cane. It's got a little festive hat on the globe on top. It's got a gingerbread man floating around inside the snow globe there. Really cool harvesting tool, in my opinion. Let's see here. We have another outfit, the Tinsel Toes. I am a fan of Tinsel Toes. She's an elf. I really like that one a lot. Let's see here. In the daily items, you have the Cypher outfit, the Laugh It Up emote. You have the Axercise harvesting tool, the Armadillo outfit, which, you know, it's another one of those ones that I'm a fan of. Let's see here. You got the Googly Glider. And then a new emote, guys, the Crackdown emote. And I like this emote a lot, actually, especially, you know, of course, it's going to go good with either of the Nutcracker-themed outfits here. You know, especially the way it moves. It definitely reminds me of those old, you know, Christmas-themed movies that were made back in the day, like the Santa Claus and the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. It has that sort of animation style movement. So pretty cool emote there, in my opinion. Again, let's see here, guys. Let's do a tip of the day now as well. So for the tip of the day, this is going to try to, you know, be helping you to counter planes and plane attacks. So when you're getting attacked by a plane, build walls, but don't build up, because obviously the planes can ram through your builds. Now, luckily, we got a nerf to the planes lately that the planes will take damage now for ramming into structures, but they still don't, you know, they don't take a lot of damage when running through structures, but they at least do take some. So let's see here. Once your opponent dives through your walls, though, hopefully, you know, you've built a row of walls, so they're not going to know exactly where you are. But they're going to be shooting at your walls and then ram through it. But the thing is, as soon as they ram through your walls, start shooting the plane, because they are really vulnerable at this point. If they didn't kill you or hit you, they are really vulnerable, because as they pass by you, it's going to take them a little while to turn around. So you can start shooting that plane and damaging it, and then just keep shooting it until hopefully that thing explodes. Especially right now, you know, whoever is in the plane is automatically going to take 50 damage. So that is pretty huge. You know, and the thing is here, so if you're not able to take it down by the time they, you know, get out of range with whatever weapon you're using, just repeat the process, you know, because as they're turning around, when they're a little bit farther away, you have plenty of time to build a whole bunch of a row of walls that you can hide behind and hopefully not give away your position. That way you can be set up to take it down on the next go around. So just repeat that process until you've taken them down. All right, guys, that is going to be the episode for today. So just want to remind you to go join the Daily Fortnite Discord, hang out with us over there. Go ahead and follow me over on Twitch and YouTube. Let's see here, Mike Daddy in both of those places. It's looking like, you know, got a couple more days of really busy work, but I should be back on there streaming, especially on Twitch, on the regular here within the next week or two. Let's see here, guys. Don't forget to head over to Apple Podcasts and iTunes. Leave a 5-star rating and a written review so you can get a shout out here on the show. Subscribe while you're there so you don't miss any of the episodes. And until next time, guys, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.